Thank you for calling customer service. Sabrina speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I participated in your I participated in it. I won a watch. A Hagen watch. And I'm calling to claim that watch.
Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. That's something that you actually have to do online. Did you go through the steps online?
Yes, I went through the steps online. I sure did.
Okay, so let me get that zip code from.
They gave me this number to call and to claim their watch.
Okay, what's the zip code, sir? Your zip code.
Zip code is 36701.
And what's your first and last name?
First name is Homer. Last name is Davis. Have a junior in it.
Okay, and you said 36701 is your zip code?
Oh, yeah, it's probably 334. Oh, 334.
Is your zip code?
It's 36701. 36701.
Okay, give me one moment, sir, okay?
You talking about the area code or the zip code?
Oh, no, sir, not the area code, the zip code.
Okay, that's on to the telephone number, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's 334. That's my zip code. 334.
Yes, sir, give me one moment. Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when you did the steps online, did you have to make a payment for the shipping and handling for the watch?
No. They didn't give me, they didn't say anything about the shipping and handling for the watch. They
yes,
gave
sir.
Me this, they gave me this number to call.
Here I am, single mother.
Okay, yes, sir. So in order for you to claim the watch and go through that process, you would have had to go through the process online and pay the shipping and handling, and then it would have proceeded from there because all you would have had to do is wait for them to send it out to you.
Oh. Oh, I just stopped right there. Okay.
All right.
I thought I'd just call his number.
Oh, no, sir. So you got to finish it up online.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, then.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.